my pleasure to welcome into our studios Lester Pack, composer in residence at New Mexico State University, and also Dr. Lon Chaffin, who is also a composer in residence here at New Mexico State University, yeah, as well as the chair of the music department. Welcome to you both.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Lester Pack, let's start with you. You're visiting in New Mexico. You teach at the University of Arkansas, Monticello, and your background's largely in band music and jazz. So just tell us briefly how you got into the band world.
Well, I started teaching in 1983, and I started out as a band director, basically, and I taught in Texas many, many years. And
did you start playing in a band as a kid? Is that how you got into
it? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, well, my mother was a choir director, and my father played jazz guitar. He was a microbiologist, but he played jazz guitar as well, so I was raised around it.
Okay, so lots of music. And what was your instrument?
Jazz guitar.
Oh, okay.
And I was a percussion major in college. I studied actually with the marimba builder, Doug DeMauro, in Arkansas, at Henderson State University in Arkansas. Hmm. And so that was my main instrument, was marimba, and then jazz guitar was what I did later when I went to the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
In Boston.
Studied jazz guitar and composition there.
So did you know at an early age that you wanted to be a composer?
No.
Or did that come later?
It came much later. Really, when I taught 6 years as a band director and then went to graduate school to study basically composition, and I wanted to write band music. So that's what I started out basically doing, is writing band compositions. And that kind of built into some of these commissions that Dr. Shear asked me to write, and I've just kind of gotten into writing chamber music.
Okay, so let's talk briefly about that. Dr. Jim Shearer has commissioned you to write a piece for, this is such an unusual combination, tuba and string quartet. What are the challenges coming from the band world to, first of all, write for string quartet, which has a pretty heavy history behind it of
certainly
string quartet writing, but also the challenges of that combination, a tuba and the four string instruments?
Well, I play a little string bass. That's kind of my secondary instrument. So I know a little bit about bowings and a little bit about stringed instruments. But you're right, it is an unusual combination. It's really hard to get a really good balance between them, because when I write for Jim, he plays the F tuba, which is almost a euphonium note. So I usually write it like it would be a euphonium part. So it's mainly like euphonium and string quartet. And really, I mean, you can get some pretty nice textures between the cello and viola and the tuba, you know, especially with some contrapuntal lines that work together. And so it's really fun and a great challenge, and I've really enjoyed doing it. It was fun.
I'm speaking with Lester Pack on Intermezzo tonight. There's a concert with Jim Shearer, joined by La Catrina Quartet, and three world premieres will be part of that concert, and Lester Pack's piece for tuba and string quartet will be one of them, and another one will be by Lon Chaffin, who's also sitting here today. So let's talk to Lon Chaffin for a minute. Now, you have a work that is a multimedia work.
Yes.
So, and as I recall, there was also a multimedia work that we heard just a month or so ago at the Contemporary Music Festival that
yes,
we had here.
Was that's that? Correct. The piece we heard a few weeks ago was actually commissioned by Jim probably 5 years ago for horn, tuba, and piano. And it was a multimedia piece. The music was based on the paintings of George O'Keefe. I took a set of paintings, wrote a movement for each set, and Jim and his wife, Celeste, premiered those 4 or 5 years ago. And I actually came out here, like Lester's doing this week, and did a short residency for a performance, and spoke to a theory class and that kind of thing. And they pulled those back out and did them a few weeks ago. And this piece tonight, same kind of thing. There's a photographer out of Albuquerque, Jim Gale, who I think worked with Jim on the jam session event last February.
So that was a fantastic event. Jim Shearer organized. It was a traveling photography show of jazz, and there were lots of concerts and lectures all through the spring, I think. But anyway, very focused on the whole history of jazz.
Yes.
And he also had 1 minute spots on KRWG every morning, I think.
He did. And the department, the university, gave him a semester off because it was a big job. Mm-hmm. It was a big event, a big task. And from what I've heard and seen, it was a tremendous event. But the photographer Jim Gale did several photographs for that event, and so Jim Shearer invited him and me to put this piece together. And the concept was actually Jim's. He said, why don't we put together some music based on doors? He said, you know, mama's kitchen door, you know, the back door to the club, you know, this kind of thing. And so Jim Gale sent hundreds of pictures of doors, all kinds of doors. Ancient, you know, stone openings to modern, you know, metal doors, all kinds of doors. And so the challenge that I had, along with writing for tuba and string quartet, was to put pictures into some sort of groupings, some sort of theme, and then try to write music based on pictures of doors. So it's an interesting concept, and I put together four relatively distinct groups of photographs that are excellent, by the way. Jim does a great job with his photography. And so anyway, that's the photographs will be shown in sort of integrated media presentation tonight during the program.
Projected onto a screen.
Yes.
Now, this is an interesting concept, the whole idea of multimedia music. It's not as if it's new, because there's been opera for centuries, which
Absolutely,
in a sense
yeah.
is multimedia. And but now we have the capacity to display a slideshow of artwork, or, of course, there's all kinds of media now with computers. So but from the composer's point of view, you want people to be listening to the music as well as looking at the pictures.
That's right.
So that must be part of the challenge, is for it not to be that you are illustrating the pictures, or that the pictures are illustrating your music, but that somehow they integrate as a whole.
Absolutely. And it's certainly different than just a slideshow. These pictures fade and blur and twirl and spin and flip and flop and come and go synchronized to the music. It would be nice if I could just push the button at the beginning and let it run while the music plays, but there are probably 30, 40 slide cues in each movement. There are four movements, and so, you know, there's a multitude of cues, and I actually have to perform with the ensemble. Fortunately, all I have to do is push one button at a time. I don't have to play strings or, you know, hit the keys on a tuba. But
okay, but that's a really interesting element. So it's Jim Shearer, La Quattrina Quartet, and you are performing in the sense that you are controlling the visuals.
Yeah. So it's completely integrated. It's a live slide performance, which it's a little challenging. I'm not a performer. I'd much rather write music in the back room and then hand it off to somebody else. But to have to be part of the performance is a little out of my comfort zone.
All right. Well, that's not always a bad thing, to be pushed out of our comfort zone. Lester Pack and Lon Chaffin are with me today. Lester Pack, have you done multimedia kind of composing also?
I have not. Most of my compositions were written for a symphonic band. I've written three other works, and two of them actually were written for Jim. One of them I wrote the last time I was here. We premiered a tuba, French horn, and piano piece that I did. And I wrote a piece for trombone and piano for our trombone teacher at UAM. And then I wrote this piece. So my other works, all of my other published pieces are concert band music or symphonic band music.
All right. Both of you teach theory. And I thought, let's talk a little bit about music theory. I have two composers here.
I might be able to do that.
And it's many people, if you've never studied music, you wouldn't even know what music theory is. But so start with a brief definition and then tell me what your absolute favorite thing is about music theory to teach.
You go first.
Oh, a favorite Lester thing Pack. About music theory? Music theory is just the guts of how music is written, pretty much. And, you know, when we teach our students, we teach them traditional harmony from, like, the, you know, starting in the late Renaissance through the Baroque and classical Romantic era. And then my Theory 4 class goes into many different 20th century styles. And we do we go very fast and I try to start with Impressionistic period and go all the way through, you know, like the minimalist John Adams and people that are composing now, you know, John Coriano and those composers like that. And so in the piece you're going to hear tonight, I use a lot of, like, polytonality. Like the first chord of this piece kind of is a kind of a dissonant chord. It's G major over E flat major.
And so just describe what polytonality means.
Okay, it's two chords sounding at the same time or more.
So there can be, like, within all of those notes that are happening simultaneously, you can have some traditional, what any listener would understand as a beautiful harmony that isn't dissonant, and then you might have many dissonant notes as well.
Right, and I use tertian harmony, which is chords and thirds, and I use quarto harmony, which is chords and fourths, and quinto harmony, which is chords and fifths. I use all of those techniques, and, you know, in the quinto harmony, you can actually make a little tertian harmony out of quinto harmony, which I love to do, and it's just a beautiful sound, you know, when I want a real consonant sound instead of the dissonance, you know. I'll use those kind of chords.
Yeah, we had a conversation about this a couple of months ago with James Grant when he was visiting, too, about the move. he didn't want to say back, so we're going to say move forward to a new kind of tonality that we're hearing in 21st century composers.
I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, Lon Chaffin, what's your favorite thing about music theory, teaching it or practicing it?
Well, if I can sort of preface the answer to that question with my concept of music theory, I always tell my students that composition came first. The composers wrote the music, then the theorists came along and decided what the system was that the composers had used. And so I refer to, of course, composition as composing and theory as decomposing, taking what's already been written and finding a system and a method that the composers had put the music together with. Favorite aspect of music theory. And bottom line, music theory is the vocabulary. It's the nuts and the bolts.
So let me just, rhythm, intervals, measures, everything that, all the vocabulary of writing music.
Absolutely. And it's really fundamental to being an accomplished musician, understanding how the music is put together, knowing what pitches lean in a certain direction, what chords tend to go somewhere else. It makes a performer so much better as a performer, knowing where the music needs to go, where it tends to go, how it's put together. And, you know, like Lester, we covered the common practice period. And, you know, in my last semester of music theory, we do the contemporary, you know, like he was mentioning, starting with Wagner, Debussy, and going into the more complicated, but a different way of looking at music theory or music in terms of just raw numbers, you know, breaking it down into a mathematical set and seeing the connections. And that's another thing about theory and analysis. It allows you to see connections that you might not hear. Of course, the more you see them, the more obvious they are when you listen. So, and of course, with any musician, the more you know, the more you can take away from a performance. And as far as my composing, Lester's talking about polytonality. I tend to write a lot in non-tertian harmony, fourths and fifths and seconds. And, of course, the combinations of those are always kind of interesting. And it's really interesting with the strings and the tuba. And that piece, those pieces, tuning is a little different. You know, a fourth for a violin is not quite the same as a fourth or a fifth for a tuba. Tubas tend to play a little more toward the tempered side. Strings tend to play a little more towards the just intonation. And so tuning is a little bit of an issue. Articulation, you know, those kinds of things. But I've wandered away from theory, but...
but it's interesting. It's interesting stuff. I'm talking with Lon Chaffin and Lester Pack. Two world premieres will take place tonight at the Atkinson Recital Hall as well. Three, actually. There's also one, Cauterizing the Soul, by former NMSU student and composer Justin Rains. And also a New Mexico premiere of a piece, Quintet for Tuba and Strings, by Manny Album. So when you sit down to compose, either of you can answer, or both of you, we've only got a couple minutes left. Do you start with, where do you get your inspiration from? What's going to be the, or do you sit down every day and the inspiration comes with the doing, as they say?
That's a difficult question, really. But I usually start with the medium that I'm writing for, like if it's symphonic band or if it's a chamber group or if it's a solo, or I'll start with the instruments I'm writing for and really try to write for those instruments. And harmonically, just wherever I'm at that time, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, everybody who's creative is growing and changing and gets interested in certain things
at
a certain point.
That's very true.
So.
And there's a book by John Adams called Hallelujah Junction. I was reading, you know, that book, and he said something in there that I think is very significant. Composing is just like practicing your instrument. If you do it every day, you get better. The ideas come faster. You can develop your ideas faster. And I've discovered when I'm being administrator for a long period and not writing, it's harder to be to find the inspiration. But when I start working on a piece, of course, deal with the medium that I'm working with, but I try to come up with a concept, some concept that I'm shooting for, and I do so much better when I have an underlying program, sort of maybe a visual idea or a storyline, that kind of thing. It's hard for me just to write pure, absolute music, just for music's sake. I always have an underlying concept or, you know, storyline, and so in that regard, it's sort of a an impressionistic idea, concept, process. So,
thank you so much. I've been talking with Lon Chaffin, the department chair here at New Mexico State University in the music department, and Lester Pack, who teaches at the University of Arkansas Monticello, and both people with world premieres tonight. Jim Shearer and La Katrina String Quartet will be performing at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Looking forward to the concert. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.